So let's do this. Let's talk about some of the games that are going to take place this weekend. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network and co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Excited for these games this weekend. Should be a good slate.
So last week, let's recap last week. Tell us how last week went in the world of betting-wise.
So we had, you know, three underdogs cover. You know, we had the Colts. Actually, all four, I believe, wasn't it? Because we had the Colts. We had the Colts cover as a win as an underdog straight up against the Texans. We had the, depending if you got that Seahawks line at 2.5, or two, you know, the Seahawks cover last second because they don't have a kicker, and they have to go for two and end up making it against the Cowboys. And then, you know, we have the Chargers. They were a very trendy underdog pick. They go and they cover against the Baltimore Ravens. And then in that late game, of course, you have the Philadelphia Eagles once again, you know, upsetting, you know, a team that's, you know, that they're not supposed to in the playoffs with Nick Foles against the Bears. So very good week for underdog, you know, last week in the wild card round.
So we move on to this week, and you start to look at some of the games that are out there. First and foremost on the dock in Indianapolis, on the way down to Arrowhead in Kansas City. Indianapolis, the biggest concern for me, if I'm a Colts fan, yeah, they put up 21 early on, but they didn't score a point in the second half of that ball game. If you're going to keep up with Patrick Mahomes and what that offense is capable of doing, you're going to have to score almost in each and every quarter, and you're going to have to score in bunches. They come in as 5.5 underdogs right now.
Right, and I think that, you know, what they did in that game, it was kind of a bit of a coaching tactic, because I think Frank Wright, once they realized that Houston and Deshaun Watson was really struggling on offense, you know, DeAndre Hopkins got banged up in that game, and Watson really didn't seem to be able to figure out that cover two. They just didn't have enough weapons without Hopkins at full strength to beat that defense. So I think they really committed to the run and, you know, kind of slowed up in the second half there. I think they'll come out a lot more aggressively in Kansas City, because they know they have to put up points. You know, Kansas City, you know, you're not holding them. At least no one has held them to, you know, 24 or anything less than that this season. You know, they've been 26 and up, usually in the 30s all year. So I think you're going to see a little bit of a different game plan. Right now you are seeing the Colts getting support, you know, from the betting market, 57% of the bet. 69% of the money. And I think that is also due to, if you look at first-time quarterbacks, you know, quarterbacks making their playoff debuts, we saw them struggle last week. We saw Lamar Jackson, we saw Watson, we saw Mitch Trubisky even a little bit. You know, the Bears only scored, you know, 13, 16 points themselves. So a lot of struggles for them. And if you look at historically, since 2002, playoff debut quarterbacks, just 18-36 against the spread. So, you know, there is a lot of trends kind of backing up the Colts in this spot.
Now, the youngest guy to win last week, he was the younger than the veteran guy. That was Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, because Russell Wilson already has a ring and been there, done that. So they ended up getting the win. Now he goes against a younger quarterback in Jared Goff out in L.A. against the Rams. The Rams having a very powerful defense. Dallas did just enough to impress me, but I found out that defense, for everything we saw down the stretch, that defense was pretty real, I guess, for what they did against Russell Wilson. How do you see this thing going?
Yeah, I think Dallas' defense is really the key, because this team, even with Amari Cooper, is still a team that, you know, built around Ezekiel Elliott. The offensive line is strong. Dak Prescott can run the ball as well. This team is a team that's built more to play with a lead than to come back in games. And so their defense is going to be key. Right now, we're seeing the betting market. You know, Dallas always is a team that the public loves to bet on. So you are seeing 57% of the bet with the Cowboys. However, the money is pretty split 50-50. The Cowboys are actually getting only 48% of the money as we sit here right now. So you know, there is some support, and I think that's really due to the line here, because the line opened at 7.5, and it actually did get bet down to 7, so there was definitely some support for the Cowboys, but now, with it at 7, you're seeing the money kind of favor the Rams again. So this is just kind of a simple matter of the value on the number. At 7, you know, you kind of want the Rams. At 7.5, you want the Cowboys, but, you know, postseason underdogs in the divisional round, if you go back to 2003, the divisional round is really where the underdogs have succeeded, 23-7 against the spread since 2003 for postseason underdogs in the divisional round.
Then you've got two veteran quarterbacks, and that is Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady in New England, Gillette Stadium, a place that the Patriots usually don't lose. But for the Chargers, they had to go East Coast to Baltimore, back home, practice. Now they got to go East Coast again into New England. Just the travel alone usually can take a toll, specifically on guys that are a little bit banged up. I would be stupid not to take New England, I think, in this particular case, but the Chargers have been impressive all season long.
Absolutely, and bettors are still backing them pretty heavily. Out of all four underdogs on this slate, the Chargers are getting by far the most support yet again, 61% of the bets, 70% of the money going the Chargers' way. And I think the one thing about, you know, the travel and them being a warm weather team going to play a team in cold weather, the one thing that does help the Chargers in this spot is that they can run the football. And the Patriots do not stop the run very well. They gave up, 4.9 yards per carry during the regular season. They were bad against, you know, on first down. They were bad against, you know, three wide, one running back personnel and all of that. So you have Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler both averaging over 5 yards per carry, and I think that will be a big help for the Chargers to kind of stay in this game and ultimately cover the spread. And on the other side, you know, Tom Brady, he ranked number one in passer rating under pressure last season. This season, he dropped to 21st. And Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, now that Bosa's back, they're rounding into shape, you know, 6 sacks and 9 quarterback hits over the last 4 weeks alone. So this is by no means going to be an easy spot for the Patriots, and I like the value on the Chargers at anything more than a field goal, and the market seems to kind of be aligned with that as well.
The biggest spread of the weekend, Philadelphia on the road against New Orleans. First of all, how much did the doink cost people last week?
I mean, you know, the thing about the doink was, you know, like the Bears were actually getting, you know, decent support. Out of all, you know, there's a lot of trendy underdogs last week, but, you know, people were kind of backing the Bears on that money line and then the cover, but, they wouldn't have covered even if they hit that field goal. So, still not a good look for people betting on the Bears, but the Eagles now coming into this one, it's kind of the same story. They have the biggest underdog on the slate, but this line has been bet down. It opened at Saints by 10. It's down to Saints by 8. And you're seeing some sharp money still on the Eagles here, 55% of the bet, 66% of the money. And I think one of the reasons is the Eagles, they do match up decently with the Saints in the sense that not only has Nick Foles been playing well, but an underreported aspect of the Eagles' success over the last 4 weeks has been their run defense has been really a shutdown unit. They haven't given up anywhere close to 100 yards any time over these last 4 weeks. And now, you know, they also, let's not forget, they have the number one red zone defense. They have the number six third down defense. And the Saints are a very run-heavy team. And Michael Thomas is the one guy that you expect to get off. But outside of that, it's kind of a lot of, you know, older veterans like Ginn and Watson and younger guys like Tre'Quan Smith and Kirkwood. So, the Eagles are going to give up some big plays. But if they could kind of hang in there, I think there's still a great bet to hold this game to a one-possession game, even if they don't get lucky enough to advance thanks to some kicking gone wrong. The Saints have a really good kicker in Will Watson, especially in that dome.
Great stuff as always, Chris. We'll check in again next week as we get into the AFC and the NFC Championship games. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll check in again, okay?
All right, take care and good luck.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Quick Trip. They have the coffees. They have the frappes. They've got the frozen drinks. Everything now going on over at Quick Trip. I encourage you to stop in, use your Quick Rewards card, and get some of the daily specials. Load up on some of those Quick Rewards. Maybe even get yourself some cash off at the gas pump. Not a bad way to go. Go to quicktrip.com. K-W-I-K. quicktrip.com. Check it out for yourself. When we come back, big win last night down in Houston. The Freak and the Beard went at it, and I'll tell you what happened coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.